You have a buggy here. How hard is it to get it on the bus?
It's very, very hard sometimes. Sometimes they allow one buggy on, sometimes they allow two on, sometimes they allow three on. Do you know what I mean? And especially with this one, because it's two halves, you have to take
the seat. So that's like a double buggy?
Yeah. Like, it's the seat comes off, and then you have to take the seat off to fold the wheels itself.
So how hard is it, let's say, for example, when a bus driver says, I'm sorry, you can't bring the buggy on board, there's
it's
no room?
It's very annoying and upsetting, because you have somewhere to go on time, and if you're not there on time, then that ruins your day. Do you know what I mean? So it's very, very hard, like.
We're standing here in the pavement, and people are kind of pushing past your buggy. How does that make you feel?
Well, especially in town now on Henry Street, Grafton Street, they literally walk into it. They're falling into the pram.
They fall into it?
Yeah, I've had loads of people literally falling on top of the buggy because they're not watching where they're going. They're literally looking sharp to whatever, and before they know it, they're on top of the buggy.
Yeah, I do get the bus regularly around Dublin City.
And there's many buses behind us here
queuing
up.
The problem is with the buses is there's only room for two buggies. And if there are two people are getting on, you have to unfold the buggy. And sometimes it's hard. If you're a single mother, you're on your own,
or a father,
sometimes they're there in the queue for ages, you have to wait for the next one. Because you only have you have to remember the wheelchairs as well. Somebody might come along with a wheelchair. So there's not enough room, really. There's only really room for one buggy, really. Unless you have a smaller get thing, you're fouled up.
So it can be tough.
It is very tough.
I actually find that, in fairness, talking about buggies and buses, I would actually be more inclined to be more concerned realistically about disability services and access for the buses and that as well, because I mean the majority of people can take their children out of their buggies and that, but like the majority of children that are in wheelchairs, they cannot be taken out and lifted, so you know they need to have better access for buses and that in all transport.
So you're saying
transport.
Keep those buggies away from that wheelchair area on the
bus? Oh, absolutely. They have to, because that's what it's designated for.
So where are the buggies going to go?
God only knows. God only knows, really.
But wheelchairs first.
Wheelchairs first, because that is what that area is for. It's designated for that area, and at the end of the day, you know, like anywhere else, wheelchair parking, that's another bone of contention for me, that you're not entitled to park in a wheelchair spot. Car parking, but the same should be on a bus. You shouldn't be allowed to take up that spot, you know, because I do know from working in disability services that a lot of our clients have had to wait for buses, and waiting in a wheelchair in the cold is just not a good idea, you know. I mean, they should come first.
We're queuing up with your baby to get on the bus. It's pretty tight, isn't it?
I guess it is rush hour. Generally, I find the bus drivers are pretty complimentary. Even if there's, I think the rule is one buggy, one bus, but sometimes they'll two of us on, so I'm grateful for that. And generally, people oblige, they help with them putting the buggy on and taking it off. So
we'd like to be able to take every wheelchair naturally before anything else, but the law says people have their tickets, the first on gets served.
Like, being a bus driver, you do your best for them, but you can only have so many buggies on board,
can't
you?
Yeah, there's only so much room. So, like, we'd fit one in, and if people fall down their buggies, we try and get another one or two in. But then if there's a wheelchair, we'd like everyone to fall down their buggies and try and get the wheelchair in.
So what is the answer?
I don't know. The law has to change, because the law is the person with the ticket getting on can get on the bus. They're entitled to it.
And not if there's enough room or perhaps wheelchairs first.
The law needs to be changed that wheelchairs get priority.
And are you always nice to the mummies and daddies with the buggies?
Of course, we bend over backwards. We try and please everyone as best we can, but sometimes it doesn't work out, you know.
There is a protocol, and the drivers are aware of the protocol, okay? So, I mean, generally it works. Sometimes you might get someone who's not willing to accept it, you know what I mean, might cause it. But generally, 99%.
So what is the protocol? Wheelchairs first?
Whoever's on the bus first, basically. First come, first serve.
So you can't get every buggy on the bus?
No, it's first come, first serve. If there's a lady with a buggy and a child in the buggy, we'll ask them to take the child out of the buggy, put the buggy away. But if she refuses, she was on before the wheelchair, and it's for her as well. So
it's a bit difficult.
It can be. It all depends who we're dealing with. You know, some people accept it. You know what I mean? Some
disabled
people. Some disabled people accept this, others don't. You know what I mean? And then some people are obliging, who are on the bus. Others aren't, you know. So the driver's in that position where he can, you know what I mean, he has to kind of just
He's
ask.
Got to make a decision.
Well, no, he can only ask it. Whoever's first on first out, you know.
They should make more room for buggies. It's an awful trauma sometimes getting on the bus and getting across town. Like with two buggies, you might have to stand and wait all day then for another bus because you can't get on with the buggy. Well, no, I'll have one buggy, but if there's already one buggy on the bus, I can't get on to the bus.
You've got to wait.
One on, and you have to wait for the next bus then, and it can delay your whole journey.
You've a double buggy here. You've got two, are they twins?
Yeah, no. They're oldest twins.
they're Irish twins. So that's a big buggy. Can you get it on the bus?
It does get on, but most bus drivers let you on because if there's buggies on it, they just let you stand until they're off, so that there isn't normally a problem with it.
So you'd have to close up the buggy.
Well, now, when actually we had more trouble with a single buggy.
Really?
Yeah, and that's a weird thing, I know, but we had more trouble with a single buggy.
So how old are your children?
Two of them are a year apart on the same day.
Wow, congratulations.
Nice.
So this baby here is quite young?
Yeah, very young. Yeah. A year and 5 weeks, and 5 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's difficult, especially when it's only one space for a pram in a bus, so sometimes you have to wait for another. That's difficult, and sometimes the bus like stops far away, and it's hard to, like, if you don't have help, it's hard to put it in.
You have a lovely buggy. What sort of buggy is it?
It's Camarello Avenger.
It's beautiful.
Thank you. It's quite big. It is. This is only small part, but it's normally,
it's
the gondola
bigger.
Is much bigger, yeah.
So not much room on the bus.
No, not really, and only fits one if it's empty, if the place is empty, like only one pram can go in.
I think it's disgraceful.
Why is it disgraceful?
Because there's more than one buggy going to be getting on the bus, so they should make them bigger.
So you
have
a double buggy,
yeah. If there's a single buggy on it, I can't get on the bus, I have to fold it.
And do you have twins?
Mm-hmm.
There they are. Oh, they're three both
boys.
Asleep?
Yeah.
How old are they?
3 and a half.
So they're almost ready to leave the buggy, but not
like
quite.
Like when they were only newborn, like the bus driver would tell me to get off the bus or fold the buggy. I said, will you tell me how to fold the buggy and take two and hold two twins?
That's a very difficult thing
you
to do.
You can't do that. So basically, I think it's disgraceful.
What's the answer?
Disgraceful.
More buggies?
More buses? more room for buggies. Like if the child's asleep, you have to take the child out of the buggy.
So it's very difficult with twins?
It is, yeah. Very difficult.
And what about triplets?
Triplets, there's no room for triplet buggies. They're literally like, you won't be able to get on a bus.
And you've been turned away a good few times.
Three times I've been turned away.
And what do you say to those bus drivers?
Well, I took their numbers and reported them.
And bus drivers say they do their best, I just spoke to them.
No, they don't.
If you need to bring your buggy onto a bus, you need to bring your buggy onto a bus. Some children, you can't carry a child, there's no seat belts on a bus. Yeah.
So you feel the child should be in the buggy,
safer in the buggy, parents holding the child.
And it's happened to you, it's happened?
It's happened to me before. I'll tell you something that happened to me before. I wasn't allowed onto a bus before with a buggy.
They wouldn't let you on?
Onto the bus because there wasn't enough room for the fold down chairs. It made me feel more for my daughter, it made me feel more... Like, it's discrimination, basically, against the child, like.
Disgraceful, like, some bus drivers, like, the way they treat you and all, you know what I mean? Like, we're homeless at the moment, like, you know? We're staying on the street, like, it happens to anybody, you know? Like, when you're trying to go on the bus with a child, like, and push when there's buggies, like, most people don't get on buses with wheelchairs, you know what I mean? I know that for a reason, because I travel all the time, you know?
So you feel that more buggies should be allowed
yeah.
on?
Yeah, more buggies yeah. should more be allowed space. On, yeah, or more space on the buses, you know? That's the way I should think of it, you know?
I can understand now, using it maybe the bus as a person standing, that if there's 10 buggies at the bus stop, there's no room for them on the bus. It's not possible. So...
can't fit them all in.
No, you can't fit them all in. You can't, unless you were to have a train of double-decker buses, like, you know.
Special buggy buses.
Well, sure, that defeats the purpose, doesn't it? Then you're going to have more traffic on the road with another bus for people with children. Take the child out of the buggy and put the buggy on the bus in the hold-all area and then have the child on your knee.
Do you think it should still be that way?
Possibly, if you're talking about space, yes.